Today, the Supreme Court ruled that Victoria's Secret, the famous purveyor of lingerie, failed to prove its trademark was harmed by a sex toy and novelty store called Victor's Little Secret. The unanimous decision is likely to make it more difficult for big companies to prevent others from using similar names, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Trademark dilution suits are often the stuff of snickers, except, of course, to the companies involved. The federal trademark dilution law was enacted to protect famous trademarks from uses that blur the distinctiveness of the trademark or tarnish it. Thus, for example, if someone marketed Buick Aspirin or Exxon Pianos, Buick or Exxon could go to court to block the use of their name. The law, however, has been used in a lot more cases. Ralph Lauren sued the U.S. Polo Association's Polo magazine for infringing on Ralph Lauren's trademark, and Sony Corporation once forced a Maryland restaurant owner named Sony Florendo to change the name of her two Filipino restaurants. Not until today, however, has the Supreme Court ruled on the 1995 federal trademark law. The case was brought by Victor Mosley, the owner of a store in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, that featured risque underwear and sex toys. Originally, he called his store Victor's Secret, and when the giant catalog and chain store complained, he changed the name to Victor's Little Secret, to no avail. Victoria's Secret went to court and won an order telling Mosley to stop using the name Victor's Little Secret. He appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
My name is Victor. Victor is a total different name. Secret's generic, it's descriptive. Victoria should be able to have a secret. Victor should be able to have a secret. George, Bob, Judy, Mary, you know, no one holds a patent to the word secret.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court sided unanimously with Mosley. Writing for the court, Justice John Paul Stevens said that there's been a complete absence of evidence that the Victoria's Secret trademark has lost any capacity to attract buyers to the company's stores and catalogs. The court said the famous name owner need not show that profits or sales were lost, but the trademark owner must show that a harm has occurred. Mental association is not enough. Thus, even though Utah drivers may be reminded of the circus when they see the state license plate referring to the greatest snow on earth, it by no means follows that people will associate Ringling Brothers' greatest show on earth with skiing or snow, or associate it any less strongly with the circus. Similarly, the court said, in the case of Victor's Little Secret, there was no evidence that any consumer confused the novelty store with Victoria's Secret. Indeed, even the Army colonel who wrote to Victoria's Secret about the Elizabethtown store was not confused. He was offended by the tackiness of the store and blamed not Victoria's Secret, but Victor's. Nonetheless, University of California professor Mark Lemley, who filed a brief in the case, sees today's ruling as a serious setback for holders of famous name trademarks.
It's going to make it much more difficult for trademark owners to get effective protection of famous trademarks.
The reason, he says, is that the trademark dilution law doesn't provide for damages. It provides for court orders barring the use of a name. And today's ruling requires that the trademark owner prove dilution has already occurred.
You have to wait until the horses are gone before you can close the barn door.
Other trademark experts agreed that, overall, today's ruling would make proving trademark dilution more difficult. Stephen Colangelo is a lawyer specializing in trademark cases.
What's problematical is that it just doesn't give much guidance in what you have to prove. And I think it's going to result in a lot more uncertainty.
The Supreme Court acknowledged today that demonstrating actual dilution when names are not identical may often be expensive and difficult. But, said the court, difficulty is not a reason for dispensing with proof altogether. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.